This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. We're doing a series of interviews during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, talking about the power of pink. And Teresa Stewart, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're really super close to the microphone there. And tell us a little bit about your story with breast cancer.
Well, I was diagnosed in October of 2019 with in situ ductal carcinoma stage 2 breast cancer. It was diagnosed through my mammogram, which I highly recommend every woman to do every year. Early detection will save your life, and that is what saved mine, was the yearly mammogram and the early detection.
Now, after years of getting a mammogram, but then getting that news that year, what was your first thought?
It was very scary, but I had a lot of faith because we detected it early. I was given a lot of good advice from my doctors that it was very treatable. We kind of jumped on getting taken care of real quick, and they, you know, it was a good thing because I got it early. There was a lot more treatment available because it had not spread to any other parts of my body.
And stage two, so it is earlier on. And what did you do treatment-wise?
Well, first I had surgery. And then after I had the surgeries, I met with my oncologist at the cancer center. And I had 20 radiation treatments. And then I am also taking one pill a day for an estrogen blocker, which is part of my treatment. And so far, everything has come back well. I'm almost 2 years out.
Wow. What's this two-year process? Is that different than anything you've known the rest of your life?
Yes, it has. It's taught me to not take things for granted. And I wanted also to give back to the Cancer Center. I now volunteer as a patient mentor. I also help work at the kiosk desk to pass out information and just to help wherever I can, to give back, to tell my story, that hopefully if just one person listens and it saves their life, then that will make me feel very good.
Now, what part of 2019 was it when you got the diagnosis?
October in 2019.
So you're just starting that process, and then COVID hits.
Exactly.
I mean, two things at once, that I'm sure added layers to how you were doing things.
It did. I had to become much more aware of my surroundings because going through radiation was an effect on my body. And so I therefore had to be extremely careful just to not get into anything else that might be. I wanted the radiation to work, and I didn't want to have to deal with fighting anything else at that time. That was enough to have to fight with.
So that was kind of its own stay-at-home order.
That was my own stay-at-home order. Yes, it was.
And what was it like? I mean, were you able to, did you end up having to switch some of your appointments to virtual formats?
No, the radiation treatments did have to continue. The main thing is we did have to wear masks. We couldn't have anybody else come with us. Some of my follow-up appointments did become virtual just because of keeping things quiet. But I was fortunate to get to finish my treatments.
And you were able to do it all here locally, right?
Yes, I did everything at the Community Cancer Center. My treatments, all my follow-up appointments, everything was done through the Cancer Center here.
Now, how would that have been different if that resource wasn't there and you had to go to somewhere out of town?
It would have been very, very difficult. The treatments are not that long, and to have to drive an hour and a half for, you know, a very 15, 20-minute appointment would have been much more difficult. The radiation makes you tired to start with, and to have to make that trip for 20 days, I can't even imagine how much more difficult that would have been to have to continue that for 20 days.
Now, is that every day?
Monday through Friday for 4 weeks, I went to the Cancer Center for my radiation treatments, yes.
Wow. So because you could just go down the road, I mean, you're dealing with not a fun, happy situation at all. Very scary, as you said. But the fact that you had that option of being here in town sounds like it made a big difference.
It definitely did make a big difference. It was much more easier to kind of get motivated to go in and do it because I knew I didn't have to spend 2 hours on the road to go, 2 hours to come home. I was able to just go do it, come back home and rest, and not worry about it till the next day.
So until you got your diagnosis, had you ever known anyone else who had had breast cancer?
Years and years ago, someone we knew did have breast cancer. And I've had a couple of other people that I have known that have had breast cancer as well.
And over time or when they were going through the process, did you kind of hear from them what it was like?
I did. I've known a couple people who were very fortunate like I was and just had the surgery, the radiation. I've known some who have had to have much more drastic surgery, much more drastic treatment. So, you know, I've heard both sides of that one.
And what would you say to somebody listening this morning who, especially with the past year and a half or so, maybe he's pulled back from doing things medically just to kind of stay away from folks?
Get it done. I have been going with my follow-ups to get my mammograms. I have to go every 6 months. I feel very safe when I go. Do not put it off, because you don't know. If you put it off, you don't know what kind of cancer you have, how aggressive it could be, and putting it off could mean the matter literally of living or dying.
And when you have, when someone has a fast-moving one, I understand that, you know, the longer you wait, you're going to have more to do and your chances of survival are going to decrease, right?
Yes. Like I said, I was very fortunate. Mine was very small. It was detected extremely early, which did give me a much better chance for survival, for not such a drastic surgery, not quite so much treatment. And so therefore, I do consider myself lucky, and that's another reason, get it done early so you don't have to deal with all of that.
And it sounds like you are really motivated to kind of help other people walking in the door that may be facing this process too.
Yes, anything I can do there, questions I get asked, I definitely, you know, I want to step up. I want to offer as much help as I can to help people get through whatever their diagnosis is, to, you know, get the resources we have at the Cancer Center to be able to help them to move forward through their treatment, recovery, and whatever else we can help them with.
Teresa Stewart, thanks for coming in and telling us your story this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Another Power of Pink interview. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month with the Community Cancer Center, 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.